All right, 1380 WPHM. On Mondays around this time, we talk about things that are exclusive to Michigan, things that are made in Michigan. Our next guest has been making music and art for a long time now. Rebecca Goldberg, best known in Detroit music circles as a creator of electronic music. She performed at the Detroit Movement Festival a few weeks ago. She's on the line with us right now. Rebecca, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
How exciting was it to have Movement back after being gone for a couple of years, right?
Yeah, so there were 2 years off due to you-know-what,
mm-hmm.
Like many, many events and live productions, and this year was back, and it was just incredible. I mean, leading up for about 2 months, and even since the announcement was made, the city was just electric. It's like a homecoming for us, you know. And this is a scene and a music style that we produce events for year-round, but Movement plays host to the global community of this genre, specifically techno music, but also house and disco and even hip-hop is included. So it was just so thrilling to be back again.
I bet it was. And Detroit is really sort of the epicenter of that music scene. I mean, you can point to other cities that are active in it, but Detroit for a long time has really been known for electronic music. And I feel like it's better known internationally than it is maybe by people right here in Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, the style, you know, techno music was definitely founded in Detroit, hands down. That's known.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually took off around the world. But this is like, you know, we're talking late 80s. So we're already approaching a 40-year mark for this type of music. So it's embedded in our culture and our history just as much as something like Motown or jazz might be. So, no, the fact that it's known around the world and that people have this lens on Detroit for the future of the music, too, is really awesome. And this weekend is like a showcase of its legacy.
What drew you to this kind of music and to be a performer of it?
It's really hard to pinpoint like something specific, but the thing I always talk about is that for me, radio was my first exposure to the style, and having really renowned DJs playing electronic music even during the day, but mostly broadcast live from clubs in the evening or doing special on-air mixes was what exposed me to it. And I'm just a fan, like many of us in the scene are. So you start out as someone who loves the music and then collects the music, and then to DJ, you know, you're just playing this collection that you have acquired and built a taste for. And being right in the middle of it, we have all access to this kind of music. And then for me, eventually you want to start contributing your original sounds and productions. So after that, I started making music, and I kind of have my hands in a few different things involved in the scene. I'm also a designer, so I make event flyers. I make album covers for a lot of local artists, including myself. So it's an all-in lifestyle thing for me at this point.
Yeah, I want to talk about your design work as well. We're talking with Rebecca Goldberg. What you mentioned, you know what, being the reason for the Electronic Music Festival not being held for a couple of years. What has it been like for you as an artist and a performer to be sort of isolated during that period?
You know, I want to start out by saying how grateful I am that I made it through this pandemic. And, you know, we even within the art and music scene have lost people, or people had really bad financial problems or were sick, and I didn't have to experience that very close to me or myself. But that being said, I didn't have a bad time at all. I work pretty independently, and having the downtime, and I have heard that from a lot of people, and people that go on tour more than I do or have hectic schedules where you often don't have time to make space for doing the work. You know, a lot of being an artist these days is doing your own promoting and marketing and outreach and emails. And when those things go away and you're just purely focused on creating or learning, you know, maybe developing your skills a little more, I really loved that time. And I think in a lot of fields, even not creative people, people are seeing the importance of downtime and development and making that a priority now. Yeah. And I am one of those people for sure.
Yeah, it was very transformative.
So I really miss travel. Travel is a really important part of what I do for me, experiencing other cultures and taking our culture and bringing it to other places, and that exchange with people. Of course, you know, I really missed that and got back out of the country really as soon as I could. Maybe a little sooner than some did.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the thing I missed the most. I definitely got antsy, and a lot of my inspiration comes from new experience and new landscape and exchange with people. So I got back out there to do that as soon as I could. And I'm going to Iceland this week to do a couple shows as So I can't wait for that.
That is awesome. We're talking with Rebecca Goldberg. I want to talk about your art and design work, very much of Michigan and Detroit. I love how you take familiar logos and sort of skewer them a little bit. Describe your artwork a little bit and how you got into it.
Sure. Well, to go along with, you know, what I was just talking about, being really interested in travel and culture and experience, I noticed that we didn't have a lot of like modern souvenir type of artwork here.
Mm.
And I would say I'm really into travel posters and stamps. I'm a stamp collector. And we just didn't have contemporary art like that to represent the positive parts of Detroit and Michigan. And I wanted something, it kind of borders, I call it like pop art, like contemporary pop art and souvenir art. So I do a lot of, they're called logo flips, like things that are familiar with a twist to make people laugh or smile. I have like a really well-known design that is a take on an Uno card.
Yeah.
It's like the draw two card, but
right.
It's a D and it says Detroit on it. So that kind of thing. So I love using colors. I'm a graphic designer, so everything is finished digitally in the computer, but some of it incorporates photography or type. I like working with words and lettering a lot. So I have like a riff on, you know, the Motown logo. Some of those don't go over well with the original companies, so we won't talk about them specifically. But pardon?
No, I understand. We'll just skip over that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'll see it on my website. But, yeah, I just, by meeting people from all over the world, like, I want to leave them with something as a reminder. I often host people and show them around Detroit, and they want to take something back with them, whether it's a postcard or a sticker or something to remember their positive experience by. So positivity, kitsch, and just making people smile or remember their good time is the basis of my work. And like I said, it extends out to, you know, my peers in the music scene where I'm doing album art or flyer art and marketing type of stuff as well.
Well, we wish you safe travels. Congratulations on getting back out into the world again. That's an exciting thing, no doubt.
Thank you so much.
And how can we connect with you online? What's the best way for us to see some of these designs and sample your music?
Sure. Well, I have a few different accounts across social media, but I would say the anchor of that is my website. It is Rebecca-Goldberg.com, and that's kind of a launch point to check out my design work, my music, some merchandise. I'm also in Detroit's Eastern Market every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have an artist market that runs from June through September and then during Christmas time. So I'm there in person with my art, and you can talk to me about music or whatever else. So I'd love for anyone to come visit.
Fun stuff. Well, it was great talking to you this morning, Rebecca. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That is our Made in Michigan Monday. I'm 1380 WPHM Rebecca Goldberg, Rebecca-Goldberg.com for her website.